Now, Kelly, you don't have any tattoos on your body.
I am ink free.
I, as well, am ink free. I have known of couples to get, like, matching couple tattoos where, you know, it's a his, hers sort of thing. Or, sure, you know, they both get tattoos of, like, one half of a heart, and then she will get one that's the other half of the heart and stuff like that. You know, anyways, there's couples tattoos are a thing, right? So this guy gets on Reddit under the "Am I overreacting?" thread, and is all like, "Hey, my wife got matching Pokemon tattoos with a mutual friend of ours after we agreed not to police tattoos. Am I overreacting?" So she, and this is a male friend of theirs, she got this tattoo after, like, she was like, "I'm not really a big fan of tattoos," right? And
but then she goes and gets a matching tattoo with a friend?
With
a guy friend?
A guy friend.
Interesting.
And so he's like, "Hey,
he's salty about it.
Should I be worried that they are, like, seeing
more
each
than
other?"
Friends,
yes,
yeah.
Exactly. Uh-huh. And everybody's like, "Yes, you should."
Yeah. We don't just go and get matching tattoos with just a random buddy.
Yeah.
And especially if it's a guy. Like, that's probably, it's a permanent thing. Were they really drunk? How drunk were they?
I guess they weren't.
They weren't drunk when they did this?
Someone said getting a matching tattoo with your partner's friend is weird.
Yeah,
another
that
one
is weird.
Said they got a full-on couples tattoo.
It was a couples tattoo?
This is what a commenter is saying.
Oh, okay.
They got a full-on couples tattoo as both of their first tattoos?
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. Like, is it an obvious, like, couples tattoo? What is the tattoo? It's Pokemon.
It's Pokemon.
Right?
Yeah. So,
okay, it's just the same character.
Another commenter is like, "So for her very first tattoo ever, your wife chooses to get a matching tattoo with your friend, and it just happens to be also his first tattoo. Interesting. How long have they been sleeping together?"
I mean,
this is a concern. Like, holy cow.
And the fact that she didn't say, "Hey, honey, what do you think of me getting a tattoo? The same one as Carl.
As Carl, right, exactly. So I guess they went out to lunch together, and during lunch,
swung by a tattoo shop?
Yep, so without the husband.
What? You don't just randomly, spontaneously at lunch decide to go get a matching tattoo with someone.
I guess.
That's bizarre. They had to have been drunk.
I guess apparently they both had fond memories of getting up early on Saturday mornings to watch early morning cartoons, and one of them was Pokemon. So they had a thing for Pokemon. But
so we go and get a tattoo?
Now, tattoo artists, if they're professional and they're good, they're not supposed to tattoo you when you're drunk. So
yeah, they're not supposed to. That would be, but I can't understand why anyone, especially who is married to someone else, lunching with a male friend, would not, under the influence of some sort of, like, alcohol, say, "Let's just go get matching tattoos. My husband's going to be fine with it."
Yeah. So pretty much everything as you could expect, the thread is saying, "Look, your friend is having some fun time with your wife."
Or at least wants to. And that's him shooting his shot.
But wait, shooting your shot by getting a matching tattoo with someone who's not your wife?
None of this makes sense. None of this makes sense. None of this makes sense. This is not innocent.
Uh-huh. So anyways, we will post the thread on Reddit at Ben and Kelly Show.
If my husband were to think of getting any sort of ink,
uh-huh,
regardless if it's with anybody else,
uh-huh,
he better be telling me first. We need to have a tattoo discussion
right
before we're going to the shop.
Right.
Okay.
Exactly. Anyways, you can see it at Ben and Kelly Show.